turn it off now? You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tantalk Radio Network, where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, and my co-host and best friend and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hi.
Hi. You're very quiet. Hi.
It's depressing. It's raining.
She's kind of like in a fog today. I don't know. And we have our wonderful producer, Peter Blake, on the board.
Happy Saturday!
Happy Saturday!
How you doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great.
The cold weather, though, is kind of depressing, but at least you're inside, right?
Yeah.
With the warmth.
With good people.
With good people.
Yeah.
On a good Saturday.
Yes, it's a good
Saturday. On the Tantalk Radio Network.
You got it.
Feel better now?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Thank you,
that's what I do.
I felt better when I saw your oatmeal
flowing
over into the microwave.
I cannot make oatmeal for the life of me. Just can't get it right. Just can't do it.
It was like a volcano.
Can't even cook a grilled cheese without burning it. Terrible.
Oh, my goodness. And we have today my friend Lynn Marie Bolte with us today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone.
And, Lynn Marie is a professional guardian, and we're also going to talk about the mobile help medical alert system. In a little bit. So I want to say thanks for tuning in today, caregivers. You know, I know your time is most valuable, and I'm very glad that you're taking some time to spend with us today. As I always say each week, I want to say hi to my caregivers, my new caregivers that have been listening online and on live. So we want to say hi to Annie from Largo.
Hi, Annie.
Denise from Sarasota.
Denise.
What's so funny? And Stephanie from Tampa.
Hey, Stephanie.
Yay, yay. And this week, all right, we're going to get serious now. And this week, I'm dedicating the show to my mother.
Aww.
On December 14th will be 10 years since my mom went to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's because of my mom that I'm even in this business and I'm doing what I'm doing today. My mom passed away December 14th, 07, and 3 weeks before that, I started writing a book, Good Night and God Bless, about the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished it 5 months later on Mother's Day. I was on a mission. It was part of my healing, you know, the whole deal. Mm-hmm. And the last line of the book is, Happy Mother's Day, Mama. I hope I always make you proud of me.
Aww.
So I know my mom is listening today because she listens to everything I do. She still tells me what to do. So, Mom, I really miss you, and I'm glad you're here today and with us. And while I'm on the talking about my mom, you know, we're coming to this holiday season can be very, very tough for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough for
it
a
can.
Lot of people.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It is. There's a lot of grief. Some people can't even, you know, you'll hear that one Christmas song, and it's all over.
Mine is Silent Night.
Yeah.
Mine is Red Shoes.
I know when, I know why, and I know the year, the place, everything, but mine is Silent Night.
Yeah.
Can't hear it in any version, rock and roll, rap, can't hear it.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yep.
So I want us all to be cognizant of what's going on with the people we love and with our neighbors and our friends during this mm-hmm. holiday season, because some of us are running around, ha-ha, it's great, it's a happy time, and for others, it's really difficult. And as I always say with caregivers is, you know, caregivers always tell me after their loved one passes away that their biggest regret is that during their caregiving experience, they were so task-orientated that they didn't spend time with their loved one.
Right.
And now it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late. So I want you to spend some time with your loved one. I want you to acknowledge your loved one. You know, I remember one day my mom was at my house, and my mom was in my den watching TV. I was in the office, and my mom was watching Judge Judy, and my mom was from Brooklyn, so, you know, my mom had something to say about everything. And I walked into the room, and she was just staring at her hands. And I was like, Mama, what? And she says, I'm just looking at these old, ugly, arthritic hands. And they were pretty beat up, you know. And normally I would have said, oh, Mama, those hands are just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mama, here's some hand cream. But I know I have a limited time. Mm-hmm. So I sat down, and I took my mom's hands in my hands, and I was like, Mom, besides how many dishes these hands washed and how many clothes. My mother didn't get a washing machine to the fourth kid. I remember her washing the clothes in the kitchen sink and hanging them on the clothesline. I said, Mama, these hands have combed my hair and wiped my tears. These hands held my daughter and hold my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And these hands gave me a good whack on the fanny when I deserved it, Mama.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. If your mom.
These are the best hands in the world. And my mother just so very softly said to me, thank you, Linda.
Aww.
And that was one of the most profound moments of my life. And what did it take me? 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. So please.
And she took that with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you hold that with you now.
Yeah. That's huge.
It is.
So take that time. Take that time to appreciate one another. And we'll talk some more about the holiday stuff as things come up. But now I want to talk to Lynn Marie about guardians.
Yes, yes, yes. My
I want
passion.
To know.
My
I want
passion.
You to tell our listeners what a guardian is, how someone becomes a guardian, who may need a guardian, because there's a lot of people that don't even have any idea what a guardian is.
There's a lot of levels of guardian, and there's guardianship is what we actually call it. And guardianship has been around, and the biblical, it's in the Bible, guardianship. It's been around BC. There's a lot of levels of guardianship. There's family guardianship. There's court-appointed guardianship. There's minor guardianship. The guardianship that I work with most is you receive a call from someone like you that there's no family, there's no one around, and this person cannot make decisions on their own. So if they live at home or they're in a facility, for filing for guardianship, there's a lot of steps, but I'll go backwards and start from the beginning.
Okay.
You wake up one morning or you have a life passion like myself since I've been 10 years old, 5 singing in choir at convalescent homes. I'm like, Mommy, when I got home, how do I make the people, the old folks, we called them then, happier all the time? Didn't have a clue. As I aged, became 10, I wanted to volunteer. So I volunteered at a convalescent home, pushing wheelchairs, feeding, reading, so forth. Then I became a candy.
Did you see her doing that too?
Oh gosh, loved it, loved it, loved it. Yeah. Then I became a candy striper, still working with the seniors and all ages in the hospital. And then I became 18 and I started getting into POA work, healthcare surrogate work. Friends went away to college. I'm a native Tampa. I helped with their parents. I helped with the grandparents and that kind of stuff. And I knew of guardianship, but I didn't really push into it. Then about 6 years ago, I really got my teeth in learning what guardianship is. To become a guardian, you have to take a class. It's a 40-hour class, which doesn't seem very long, but it's very intense. If you miss one class, one couple hours of class, you have to start over, first of all. So you have to accomplish a 40-hour class, which is good. You take a test at the class, which is graded, pass or fail. If you do that, then you're considered a guardian. Not professional, but the word guardian. Once you have that underneath your belt, you're allowed to take legally 2 cases. They can be paid or they can be free pro bono. Once you've done that, you cannot take a third case. Your third case, you must be classified as a professional guardian. With that is the next big step. You have to go out and you have to get a blanket bond for $50,000. You have to be fingerprinted, background check, level 2.
Thank you, God.
Yes, thank God, beyond. And you also take what they call, people for lack of wording, it's called a state exam, but you actually go and you take your big exam. Once that exam is done and you've passed it with a passing score, then you step up to Tallahassee, which the acronym is OPPG. It's Office of Professional Guardianship.
Okay.
And that's where your paperwork goes, and that's who processes your background check and all that. If all those checks and balances pass, you now become a professional guardian. And with that, you are allowed to go out and look for cases to continue marketing and being a professional guardian. There are CEUs involved that you have to maintain year after year. 16 in 2 years.
I wonder what a CEU is.
Oh, a CEU. I'm sorry. Good question. It's a continuing educational unit.
Okay.
And you don't just go out and do something haphazardly. You have to have certain classes that are pre-approved by that OPPG office up in Tallahassee. And it's only 16 every 2 years, which personally I think is very low. I like to have a lot of those yearly because I think the more we learn, the better we're going to be.
Knowledge is power.
That's what another radio station says is their slogan all the time.
Really?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I know you know that one. Yes, 970 says it every morning. Knowledge is power. Anyway, so they're really tightening down because there's been some bad press on guardianship.
There has.
And I have a 92-year-old that lives in Largo, and her building got a hold of the bad press. And when I stepped into her life, they were panicked for her, who is this 6 foot tall redhead coming into her life, not as a guardian, but what does she want? What is she trying to steal, exploit, da da da?
Right.
And instead of being reactive and angry and nervous, I applauded everyone who challenged me. Because they were looking out for her.
Right.
Which we hear the
opposite.
Which is
what you want to do.
Yeah. And I kept telling them. Go ahead. You had a question.
I did. The people that, where you got the bad rep from, they don't normally have to be guardians, right? They can just say they're guardians. I mean, because you hear them. They go in and they steal all the man's money. And
well, a lot of that's power of attorney and healthcare surrogate type stuff that does the naughtiness. And that's the problem out there. People do say they are the guardian. And they're not the guardian.
That's
so,
what I mean. Do you have paperwork?
For every listener out there, I will let you know, if someone says there's a guardian, it's public record. You can go into the public records right here in Pinellas County, and you can look and see if the name of the person says they're a guardian. You can look them up. You can look up the caseload. Nothing, sadly, is private. You can look up the person's name they say they're guardian for. All that, the lawyer's name, is searchable in the public records. Yes, it's all. Someone recently.
So that's a good thing.
It's a great thing. A community told me recently that someone comes in and says they're the guardian. It's a nephew. And right in front of me, we looked it up. He's not the guardian. He might be the POA, but power of attorney. He is right. Not the guardian. So that's how it runs. And then every year you have to submit more paperwork to OPPG to make sure you're in good standing. And then every 2 years they do a credit check. Also, I did miss that item.
Oh, interesting.
So it's the full gamut of background. They're trying to do all the checks and balances they can before they let someone in someone else's life.
Well, it's so important. I mean, your responsibility is you.
Well, that's the next conversation step we'd go into. What is the role of a guardian once they say, okay, in court, this person is deemed incompetent, the old word. Now it's incapacitated.
So how does that happen? Does the doctor, does the lawyer, does a who
yes,
say
yes,
this?
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Somebody says this person is deemed incapacitated, we feel. So now we need to petition the court to find out where and what they are. So I can petition the court if I know of a case that I've seen over and over that needs to be. I prefer not to. That's not the best case scenario. I'd rather the community administrator do it, or I'd rather the doctor do it, or some outside source, or a family member that cannot take over the case, but knows they need help and they're not in the role to step up to that.
So well, they may just not want to, right?
They might not want to, or they know already, if you want to petition the court and become the guardian, can you pass these level of steps? And if you can't be the right person to do that, or you live out of state and you can't come in often enough to take care of that person 4 times a year, then you could petition and let someone else step in. But once the petition is done, there's a 45-day period that things happen very fast. And that 45-day period is that the court takes the document, they file it, again, all public record. Then 3 different medical professionals are sent out to evaluate the person.
Three.
Wow.
And they have
that surprises me.
A copious report they have to fill, very noted. They have to be there at different times. They're not all allowed, the 3 stand out the door, boom, boom, boom.
Right.
They ask a series of questions of getting the person's background, where they are, where their mindset is. And then they have to submit that back to the court in a certain time frame. And they've tightened this up just recently from having a longer period to do it to a shorter period, because these are people who are really in need. Who would petition normally? And there are petitions that are made that don't go anywhere. But in most cases, these people are in dire straits that need help now, not
right.
in 45 days.
Right.
So to not confuse people, there is an emergency guardianship you can do. That's a whole different topic okay. that can be done, but those aren't done very, very often because the system was abused, so they kind of slowed down.
Okay.
But that's how it works. You do the petition,
so
you get the guardian.
Tell me what your responsibilities are.
So once you become the guardian, you go to court, the reports come in.
Mr. Jones has...
The judge said the reports came in, they're all conclusive, they're incompetent, they're incapacitated, they need a guardian. So it depends on what the judge says. They're really good on their health. They're smarter on the health, but what happened is... Every time the phone rang and they said, send $5,000, he sent $5,000.
Right.
When everyone walked in the door, I'll take your trash out today, Joe. Give me $100.
Right.
He did.
So a lot of clients probably have Alzheimer's and dementia, right?
Correct. So okay. Some of them, it can be that severe, or it can be something that they don't know how to manage money. Their spouse died. They did the money.
They just can't, right.
They can't. So you can step in a fiduciary role and do on nothing but the money side. They're great with money. They know all about money, but they don't know how to look after themselves medically. So you step into the role as the medical side. So you have two different roles you can play there, and calling it black and white, if you will. Then the big role you can step in is called plenary, P-L-E-N-A-R-Y, plenary. And that's a role where you step in their life completely. The judge removes all of the rights to move, the rights to marry, the right to vote, the right to drive.
Wow,
every
that's
road
huge.
Is stripped away. And it's huge, but those are rights for someone with severe dementia, severe Alzheimer's, where you don't want someone to be able to come in and marry them, grab all the assets, being able
to give
go
it away,
out.
Like we said. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the role that you step in as plenary, where you walk into their home, they've been taken to a place, and your mom, Linda, you walk in and you've got to move your mom to an assisted living. It's your mom. Okay, it's their house you've been in. You know where the forks and the spoons and things are. You have to pack her house and sell it. We walk in a home we've never been in before. We now have to decide what goes where, what gets sold, what goes to a family,
right.
Who do you bring in. So luckily, as the Guardian Association of Pinellas County, we have a wonderful resource. I had just stepped down this year. I was the former president of the Guardian Association of Pinellas County for 2 years. Vice president before that. We have a bucket of resources where we can call people and we have them come in and see, appraise things. And I work with a particular gentleman that I know Linda knows. I'll say his first name, Dale Smirker. Dale Smirker, Downsizing Advisories. There's a plug for you, Dale. He can come in as an authorized, his credentials are amazing. And he can come through a house real quickly and say, that's worth something, that's not, that is, that's not. He'll give you a written itemized list of everything. And that protects us for the courts, because once we're given guardianship, we only have 60 days to come back to the court and give them the life of this person we've just been put in charge of. We have to do an initial inventory, all of their banking. How do you even find that out unless you can find the bank statements? Some of these people are so incapacitated, they don't even know where they bank. Or they'll tell you they bank at SunTrust, and they haven't been at SunTrust for 15 years.
My aunt had Alzheimer's. She had like 20 bank accounts, because that was in the day you got a toaster when you opened up a bank account.
Oh, yes, I know it well.
Oh, my God, what a nightmare it was. There was money everywhere, and there was money under the mattress and everywhere.
And that's another thing as a guardian.
And she had no
idea. Where do you check? You have to check behind the walls. You got to knock on the, you have to have a good mentor. That can be with you to understand. You have to be a private investigator. You got to put on that hat. And when you walk in, you just got to think of everything that you normally wouldn't think of. I tell people, and I'm not trying to be corny, for anyone who could be listening that knows me, they're going to know the answer to this. I don't have a job as a guardian. I have a privilege. When you're in someone's life and you're in their house and you're moving them and you're selling their belongings, then you're in the hospital. Because a doctor's called and they've broken their hip, or they've been mistreated at a facility, or they have bed bugs or scabies, and you're in the hospital and you're holding their hand and the doctor's doing all these tests and so forth. Your hats that you wear, there's so many of them, and you're with this person in so many different capacities and roles.
Well, you're like their child. You're like, it's like, you're related to them.
A lot of people call me jokingly, and I think it's funny. Some have discouraged it, but they call me mom. I mean, they're 89 years
That's
old.
Okay.
And they go, thank you, Mom.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Thank you, Mom, because they go, you're telling me what to do. And I say, oh, no, I don't tell you what to do. It's not an I, it's a we. We're going to work through it together. We're going to work through it together. And I laugh when they call me Mom, because I'm helping them when, especially in the earlier stage, they know they're forgetting. And yes, Mother, tell me what we need to do today. I just get the biggest kick.
My mom called me Mom sometimes in the end.
My mother called me Sergeant.
Your mom called you Sergeant. So we have like 2 minutes.
Okay.
So
you're on 24 hours.
I was at a party last night and someone was complaining about her father was ill and he had finally passed. And you have no idea what I went through. And I shared poquito of what we do. And I said, I work 24/7. And my other half goes, I work 30. And he threw numbers out there and people were staring at him. He was trying to trump my 24/7. So, yeah, we are on call 24/7. We have to be at the hospital at 2 a.m. if they're there, because remember, they're incapacitated. They don't know the medications they're on.
Right.
They don't know this. They don't know that. And they can't authorize for the surgery. And I remember last Thanksgiving, most of the people I was around heard more of, excuse me, I'm sorry, because I had two people fall and break hips. And I had to do two hospitals, two different sets of doctors, two different sets of whatever. So I've got all my files with me at all times to know who's where, who's what.
Okay, so
but it's a blast. So it's a blast.
If someone wants to contact you, LaMarie, if they know someone that they think needs a guardian,
yes, I'd be honored.
How do
they can
that?
Call me. I'll give my cell phone on here because you can Google me. I've got lots of pages.
Me
Oh my God, I can't. Nothing's private anymore.
Yeah.
My email address is LynnMarieGuardian@gmail.com. 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 And my cell number is a Tampa-based number, 813-625-8734. And you can look up LynnMarie Boltsy on Facebook or LM Tampa because I'm a Tampa girl. And if I can't help you directly, I have a book like Linda. It's a resource book. And I'm just like Linda as a sidekick to her. I'm a resource. I love to help. That's what I'm here for, is to help.
So grateful for you. Okay, now we need to hear from our wonderful partners or else you won't be hearing from me. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. What? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I wouldn't like that. I'll be on your side
forevermore. The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. Lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me, and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Colette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers, and you can order yours today.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Back, friends. We're so glad you decided to stay here with us today. I'm so glad you can listen to us live. Remember, if you can't or something happens, you can go listen to the podcast. I'm excited to say that people have been listening to more and more of them every week. Or, you know, sometimes a caregiver says to me, you know, I heard your show 8 weeks ago, Linda, and it really didn't apply to me at the time, but I need to hear that again so they can go back to connectingcaregiversradio.com and listen to any of the podcasts. So before we talk to a little bit further with Lynn Marie, I just want to remind you to check on your neighbors during the holidays, especially since it's getting a little colder in Florida. I get very nervous about seniors using space heaters and near Christmas trees and that kind of stuff. And a lot of people don't think about that. So if you have an elderly neighbor, just go check on them. Just go over and visit. Just bring over some eggnog or a poinsettia or something and just make sure that they're okay.
Now, did you want me to come once a week or twice a week to check on you?
No, I think you need to come twice a day to check on me. But you have to bring vodka.
Anyway.
Exactly. Then I won't remember how many times I'm there.
Linda, I'll add on that. If you have a neighbor that doesn't want visitors a lot, they're kind of more reclusive.
Yeah.
I have had little signs made that say good morning and good night. Good morning and good night. Make them put the sign up if they don't want the visitor. And it's such a great little tool of a sunshine smiley and a good night. And make them flip the sign if they don't want to be bothered. Okay, fine. But let us know at least they're okay by flipping the sign daily. And it
that's
is
perfect.
In
Linda
their front window.
I email her every morning. Good morning, Seminole.
Fantastic.
And my stepmother in New York City.
Yes.
So I want to know that they're by themselves, that they're cool.
Any way we can make them know that they're okay. But I love the good morning and good night or the reaching out technology. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. So speaking of technology.
Good segue.
let's talk about the mobile health medical alert system.
Ta-da! The brochure, ta-da! I have the unit in my car, but I didn't want to bring it in. Mobile help, amazing product. Back in the 90s, I think it started, we saw the woman on the ground, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. As a guardian in the first segment of the show, when I would go interview, someone's like, oh, they need, you know, a guardian. They'd go right to the top level. I'd walk in and they didn't need a guardian, but they needed something. They had the caregiver in the home 3 hours, 4 hours a day, a couple times a week. But then they were alone all that time. What happens then? What do we do? So I thought of looking into the the medical alert systems, but in between starting to get into mobile help, I got a phone call. Hey, I'm in Ohio. You know my mom. You're not with her anymore working because I was in private duty. Could you go get a box that she got and help her with it? It's something to do with the Help I've Fallen system. It was mobile help. So I and loved the product. Thought it was really streamlined, cool. Went on. Someone else had it. Could you go do it? It was another mobile help. After about five of these, I thought, this is really good stuff.
Somebody's giving you a message.
Thank you. So the fifth one or whatever, I went home and wrote an email real quick, sent it to the company, and I got a phone call the same day. My mind remembers hitting send and my phone ring. It's the vice president, Kurt Seltzer. And he says, hello, Lynn Marie. I'm with mobile help. And I said, Lynn Marie Boltsy, have you fallen? And I'm helping you get up. And I said, I love your product. He goes, I got your email. Are you interested in becoming a authorized, you know, dealer in your area? I said, I certainly am. Yeah. So before I said yes, I went out and talked to a few other companies and so forth. And I just fell in love with this. There's no landline. There's no cellular needed. You plug it into the wall. It's ready to go. And it just struck a chord in my heart. They're based out of Florida. I've had people call in at all times of day and so forth. Pierre LeMond, one of my biggest fans of the product. His mother had another product, but she wouldn't wear it. It was big and cumbersome. She is large chest, and the other one is just too cumbersome for her to wear. So why have it if she's not going to wear it?
Right.
So I went over with the product. I showed her how tiny it was to wear. She says, that's something I'd wear. And a commercial was on TV, and it was a Fitbit for the arm.
Right.
And I said, see the Fitbit on the arm? I said, well, we have the watch style that's in black, and I said, what does that look a lot like? And she said, the exercise thing on TV.
Right.
And I said, wear that. Tell people, oh, it's not a fallen thing. I'm exercising now. Go to church early. I know you're Catholic. And just say you're sorry for the little figure telling. And wear it. She's wearing it. So, and mobile help works all over the USA, hence the sweater we're wearing today.
So
there's one, you can have one around your neck.
Yes.
Or you can have one on your wrist.
Yes.
Okay.
And the company is awesome because I don't know another company that does two. We do not give one or the other. You get the pendant automatically no matter what. And then you have a choice of the black or the white watch style. You get two, which is nice because especially for the women, you change your outfit. You want to wear a different color. And sometimes the men don't want to wear one at all. They just want to wear the pendant. If you have a husband and wife in the house, one can wear one and one can wear the other.
Oh, perfect.
So it's fantastic.
And
absolutely
it can
fantastic.
Be anywhere.
Okay. How far can they go?
All over America.
Out of their house, though.
All over America. There's a little guy in here, and it is titled the mobile device. It's right there. That has GPS in it. Here's a great story. I care for a 92-year-old. I talked about her in the first segment. That's the one whose people were worried in her building about who I am. She was at a restaurant once because she knows how to sell this for me. She's awesome. She witnessed a car accident eating. She pressed her button. What's your emergency, Miss So-and-so? I saw a car accident. Are you at so-and-so? Yes, I am. Do they need an ambulance? Yes, they do.
She was
so excited that she helped someone by pressing her button. And at first she's like, well, I don't need to take it in the car because my friend Peggy has a cell phone. And I say, respectfully, if you're in a car accident, the phone in the console, it's not there in a car accident. It's somewhere in your car. Right. But if you have this button and you press it and this little device is in your purse, no matter where it is, it's in your purse. And it's for the hearing impaired. It's so loud. And you press your button or you press this because they're not going to leave you in an accident. They're going to talk. What do you need? What do you need? We know where you are.
It's so important.
A second check and balance is you press the button because you've fallen. And then once they say, what do you need? You say, I don't need anything. I'm fine. They're not going to say, okay, and hang up. They're going to ask you your name, your billing, where do you live? Going to keep you on the phone a little bit, making sure that you don't need anything. Because most seniors, after they press it, say, I don't want to go to the hospital. I don't want that.
Exactly.
They'll talk you through for a minute or two. Some have complained about it. I love it. And then they'll either find out you really did have an accident and you pressed it, or you need someone to come.
Right.
If you press it and don't talk, they send a service.
Just right away.
One other talking point, if you press it and they hear nothing, they obviously send help. But something that Pierre, I'm going to keep plugging Pierre, he's a financial advisor. He loves this one tidbit. It's called Mobile Connect, Mobile Help Connect. It's an app on your phone that's free. So your mom goes to the doctor, or she tells you, you know she has a doctor's appointment.
Right.
So later in the day, she says, oh, I went to the doctor. Everything's fine. My lab work came back great. So you get your cell phone out. You open Mobile Help Connect. You see, mom never left the house because it tracks the GPS.
Tricky moms.
Let me tell the caregivers who are listening. If there's someone who didn't go to the doctor's appointment, do not tell them on the phone that you know they didn't go. Wait till you see them in person and say, you know that we love you and you know this mobile help device helps. And remind them that they have to go to the doctors because you know they didn't go, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Another point, and this happened, someone can drive a five-mile radius. They're not a great driver anymore, but they're still okay in their little circle of driving. Their mom went to Lakeland.
Yeah.
So, Mobile Help Connect, fantastic piece. It's free with every purchase. Fantastic.
And what does it cost?
It's about $400 a year. You can do it monthly. You can do it 3 months, quarterly, 6 months, or the year out. And one of my favorite things to share with everyone. There's a community north of us in Clearwater. They're independent. They don't offer any devices. And they've been blessed. They've referred to me for this.
Very cool.
A gentleman was there 1 month, 28 days. He passed away. They paid the whole year. They emailed his son a label. They packaged the device up. They returned it. Within 3 days, he had the refund. If you pay a year in advance, it's your cheapest. If you decide in three months it's not working for you, they refund your money. They don't want bad press. They want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. I'm a native of the area. I value what I do. I privilege what I do. I am just so proud after everyone else that I interviewed, they didn't answer the questions honestly, or that's not the word I'm looking for. They didn't answer it with heart. They were trying to tell me what I wanted to hear. Not what I needed to hear.
Right.
I'm saying it backwards.
Right.
So this one just had the right truthful answers from what I've seen now. And I've been with them 4 years coming up in February.
Wow.
It's not that I'm new with them. I've been there a while.
And guys, think of what a great Christmas gift this could be.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I have a friend I spend every Christmas Eve with. I've known her for 40 years. Lisa, I love you.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, she goes by Liz now, but she's still my Lisa because I've known her since we were junior high school. My brother was her first date ever. She had to ask mom, can I go to the movies with my brother, Alan? And she has a friend that comes every Christmas Eve, Greta, and she's falling a lot. And she's like, well, if I fall, I just yell long enough, my neighbors will come.
Yeah.
Well, her neighbors have aged in place, and they don't hear her yelling. So her sister called me during Silver Santas this week packing, and she says, I want to buy my sister the product.
Perfect.
So we've ordered it. It's coming, and we're going to give it to her Christmas Eve.
Nice.
Well, I'm taking the demo in and showing it to her and saying, you need this. And when she says no, we're going to go in the room and come out and go, you have it.
Yeah.
So we know how we have peace of mind. But I want to mention one more quick tidbit. My gift to anyone for the rest of my time with this company, there's a lockbox that we give. A little picture here for the camera. It's a, I'll show it to both of you guys. It's a lockbox. Here in Pinellas County, we are blessed to have one EMS system, only one company. When mobile help button is pushed, mobile help answers, asks you what is your need. If you say you've fallen, they're going to call EMS. If it's an emergency, the police, if you're being robbed, they'll give the code that you've pre-assigned to the box. Your key to your home is in this box. No one knocks down your door if you're alone. They get the key out of the box. I give this gift for free. Caregivers, you go through a few caregivers. Yeah. No keys are given out. The key stays in here. If there's a situation where there's a bad person in the life, we take the box. We change the code. No keys are out there given. You're safe. And that's my gift to everyone that does a purpose. There's also a ton of other things that Mobile Help does, medication reminders. They have an amazing fall button. It's a little extra a month. But if you just fall in a chair, it doesn't go off. But if I hold it and drop it, it goes off. A call is made immediately. So Mobile Help, you can come find me on my Facebook page, which is LM Tampa. I've got a Mobile Help page. And again, it's
and
just
your phone
an amazing
number?
813-625-8734.
Okay, now that we've got some good information here, think about that. Think about what a great Christmas gift that would make for your loved one.
Oh, and it delivers in 2 days. It delivers in 2 days.
And it's a gift to you, too, because then you know your loved one's safe.
Peace of mind.
Ready to hear from our partners. Don't go away. For sure.
Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Get the help you deserve. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming, with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413, 1-800-585-7413, and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413, promo code Linda. Don't delay, call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today. Available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And in her announcement.
What you've all been waiting for.
We've all been waiting for.
Okay, on December 10th at Sorensen Funeral Home in St. Petersburg, they're having the 4th Annual Holiday Remembrance Program, where you can decorate your own complimentary ornament to hang on the remembrance tree from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. At 3 p.m., there will be a memorial service. RSVP to 727-323-5111. That's 727-323-5111.
You know, and especially if you're alone, this might be a nice thing.
And
that
that's
you could
tomorrow.
Go to. Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Be surrounded by other people.
And then also tomorrow at 3 p.m., matinee opera players will perform a holiday show at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park. As always, it is pay what you can, and there's plenty of free parking. There will be door prizes, raffles, and exhibitors. For more information, call 727-204-4163. That's 727-204-4163.
I'm sure it'll be a great show. All
free
their
food,
shows
that
are
one.
Great.
That has free food there.
Yeah. And, and pay what you can.
Free,
please.
I think they had wine, he said. Yeah. Crazy food. Crazy food.
And then on December 14th from 9 to 12:30 p.m., there is a workshop on caregiving solutions where all your questions will be answered. It'll be at the University Area Community Center in Tampa. Breakfast is included. You could eat everywhere, my goodness. Please RSVP at caregiver.com or 877-829-2734. Okay, then on January 4th from 11 to 1, Beach House Wiregrass is sponsoring a workshop where our Linda Burhans will be guest speaker. She will be talking about when it is the right time for assisted living. It will be held at Mulligan's at Pebble Creek Golf Club. A light lunch will be served. My gosh, you don't have to buy
food. Oh, my God, and the lunch there is so good. Just come, even if you don't want to hear me, just come for the lunch. But come meet me. I would love to see you guys.
Perfect.
You'll watch them eat.
Yeah. Please RSVP by January 2nd to 813-358-0340. That's 813-358-0340. And then Michelle Loack and our Linda Burhans are facilitating a 3-day Eden at Home partnership workshop. It will be held at Home Care Assistance in Clearwater, Florida on January 16th, January 23rd, and January 30th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. The cost is $40, which includes your workbook. To reserve your seat, please RSVP to Michelle at 727-641-5483. To learn more, go to www.lindaburhans.com.
That's you got it. And please join us for that. You know, we had Michelle and Mel Coppola on the show last week talking about the Eden Alternative. It's changing the way we treat our elders. It's changing our language. It's changing a lot. So we're going to be given like 12 hours of content for $40, including a workbook. You can't beat that.
And snacks.
And snacks, yeah.
More food.
We always have snacks. It's all good. It's all good. So, Limerie, how do you want to wind up with us today? What's the last thing you think our listeners need to hear about guardianship or medical alert?
Well,
or both.
Mobile help and guardianship. I love this expression we're saying about anything in life. See something, say something. If you see a neighbor being exploited, if you see something that you're just not comfortable with, the hoarding situations and so forth, please reach out to DCF. Reach out to somebody. My phone number's been given on the air a lot. I am honored and so privileged to be here on the show, to be here in the area. Let me be a resource like Linda is. If you reach out to Linda, talk to her because you know her. Let her come to me, to come to you, to see where I can help, where I can facilitate. If someone's being very stubborn and says they don't want the help, but we know they need it. A lot of times when we take these people out of the bad situation and put them in assisted living or wherever they need to go, the change is amazing. And yep. Linda knows that for sure. We have to push their resistance to something new. And sometimes that something new is life-changing for them to have another chapter that's huge. And regarding the mobile help, yes, it's the holidays. It's an amazing gift that you can call me. We order it. Again, it ships immediately from Florida the next day. It comes usually in 2 days. And it just provides peace of mind. I can't tell you how many people that I have that are not under guardianship, but they're clients of mine or friend of family.
Yeah.
And it just is peace of mind that makes my heart so happy.
And you know what? When the time comes that I need one of those buttons, I'll be one of the first ones to get them because I don't want to fall down and be laying down on the floor for 9 hours before somebody can get to me.
And if there's someone young that even has seizures or things like that with the fall button, it's of any age, of any medical necessity or need.
Or living alone. I mean,
and living alone is huge. Yeah,
it's just good to know. It's good to know. All right, guys, so you know what we always say? We got the caregiver contest going on. So go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and nominate a caregiver. They'll win respite care from either Arden Courts or Assisting Hands or Maria's Adult Daycare. They'll get a massage, a haircut, a dinner, a whole bunch of good stuff. So
more food.
Yeah, yeah.
We so have a theme.
Just go to the website. It's really easy and nominate a caregiver. You know, in the beginning, we used to try to pick out our favorite caregiver. We can't do that. They're all our favorite caregivers. They're such great stories and good things. So we just put them all in a hat. We pick one out, and then they go back in the hat for next month.
I would like to say to Linda and Lynn, who I've just met today, but I know a lot about you through Linda, Linda, thank you for what you do for the community. Thank you for what you do, not just to the caregivers, which is obvious, but what you bring to all the networking events and what you do resource-wise. You just, you're a bright star to all of us every day. Even when it's raining outside, you are a shining star. So thank you for everything you bring to us.
And you know thank where you. She's going today?
To pack her bags for Vegas.
No, first she's at 3 o'clock. She's ringing the bell for the Salvation Army.
Oh. I'm a Madeira Beach Public, so come down and say hi to me. I'll be there ringing the bell, freezing
bring
my
your
behind.
Money.
Yeah, bring a sweater.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of stuff. So, all right, so thanks so much for joining us today. I'm so glad you're here. Tune in next week. I do leave for Vegas tomorrow, but I will be back next Friday night, so I will be here on Saturday night.
Win lots of money for us all here.
Yeah, that'd be really
what
cool.
What happens
baby.
In Vegas stays in Vegas.
Cool. Yeah.
Except the money.
Exactly.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us today. Like us on our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers. Look forward to spending time with you next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your dark. Call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call. I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.